Thanks for listening to The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac, on demand, brought to you by SEL Mortgage, the leaders in Colorado of special circumstance lending, helping everyone, including people with unusual financing needs. Locally owned and operated. Visit MySpecialMortgage.com. That's MySpecialMortgage.com.
Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac.
Way to go, Nuggets. They made the...
take that L on the way out.
Raptors take the L on the way out. They get the W. The Avalanche about to get going with the Penguins in Pittsburgh. So we're off. We're rolling, man. It's awesome to see.
Is Carmelo Anthony still a free agent?
You mean, is he still fired? Or unemployed, rather? You're trying to... I don't know. Nuggets don't need him.
Although you don't want to see him now?
I do.
He's still technically part of the Rockets.
Can't,
what do you mean?
You can't mess with what they got going on now. They're doing awesome. And it's really, really fun to watch. So, way to go. You know...
Wait a minute.
Wormhole.
Is Carmelo Anthony... Did he get released by the Rockets? He signed a one-year deal... And I thought they were going to sever ties, but has that officially happened?
No.
What? So they're not allowing him to go play for somebody else?
They've agreed to fall to part ways, but he has not yet left the Rockets organization.
What? Have you heard of such a thing, D-Mac? I mean,
no.
That's crazy. So they're just paying him to... Just kind of hang out? Okay. All right, go ahead, man.
All right. Let's go to Seth. Hi, Seth. You're on the fan. What's up, Seth? I got to do it twice. Seth, what's going on, my man?
There you guys are.
Hey.
I hope you're both doing well.
Thank you.
Super.
Excuse me, Al, I'm not coming at you, but I got to point out that you've said how important it is that a new coach have a quarterback there if he expects to be successful.
Yes.
I'm not sure how, if you don't have a quality quarterback, a coach is good or bad, particularly when you just don't have any depth, and that's because of how new ownership, or not ownership, but management is. And so I don't know that Kyle is a better or worse quarterback, but I do know that if Kyle followed the model by Sean McVay, which is to bring in one of the best defensive coordinators and just let him go, and you take care of the offense, you tend not to need all the management that a lot of other teams do. I think it's Sean McVay as the OC and Wade as the DC, and I think Kyle could do something similar with the Romeo Crennel.
Thank you, Seth.
I'll say that being a head coach is the guy who is going to, you know, force the action. He is going to show you the way, and the way is of a championship team. And that doesn't necessarily mean that he coaches primarily one side of the ball or the other. What it means is that I am leading the way on this path today, and all you have to do is follow. And the path, most of the time, believe it or not, the path to, or the most consistent path to winning in the NFL is what the Broncos has been doing, what they've been doing the last 3 weeks. Well, actually, the last 4 weeks. Run the football, play great defense, and don't turn it over. Now, I know that doesn't sound as pretty as what the Kansas City Chiefs are doing or what the Rams are doing, but let's just remember, we were in both of those games when it was all said and done.
Per Adam Schefter, the Raiders are signing C.J. Anderson. Good for C.J.
He's from Oakland.
He'll
be able to play there.
That is true,
in his backyard.
That is
his
good
mom
deal.
Can finally get a C.J. Anderson Raiders jersey.
That's right.
There you go.
That's true.
So good luck to C.J.
Yeah, I didn't even think of that. That's very cool.
I know, and his career may be done as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's just...
yeah, it's a wrap.
You know, he gave us a Super Bowl win. And
gave us some great memories.
We rode him.
Great
we rode him.
Player.
And
put C.J. Anderson in the Ring of Fame?
No.
All right. Let's go to Michael. Michael, row the boat ashore. What's going on, Michael?
Hilarious.
Yes.
Steamboat Springs in the Hall of Fame.
What was that, Michael?
I got you. What's your question, Michael?
My question is, D-Mac, are you seriously not going to ask the commissioner a Super Bowl question this year?
No, I'll try, for sure. I always try.
What do you mean, try? Like, you say that, and you've squeaked them in both years, right?
What it is, there's a room full of, like, 400 reporters.
400? It's more than that.
Maybe 1,000.
Did you get one last year?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. And the year before?
Nope.
Okay.
And the year before that, nope. And then I got in...
Three in a row.
Yeah, maybe three in a row, something like that. So,
right. So you're not working on anything.
I am working on something.
Well, I mean, I think I'd have to go back to the ownership question at this point.
No, I have one for you.
Okay.
What would be your question?
What's your question?
Legalized gambling hasn't affected the NFL, but has TMZ.
What's the question, dude?
Legalized gambling hasn't affected the NFL, but has TMZ.
Absolutely. The answer is yes on that one. Yeah, we don't need the commissioner to answer
that.
That's
a yes, sir. You're asking a yes. Michael, I'll give you a little lesson here. You just asked a yes or no question, which is like the worst thing you can
do.
Because you could go, Michael, I guess the answer is I'm Commissioner Goodell. You just asked me that question. No, Michael, I don't believe it has. Next question.
And the question I would ask him,
does
the NFL look to partner with teams in the NFL the way that the NBA has when it comes to gambling?
Huh? You're missing what Michael's asking about.
He's asking about the TMZ question.
You're right. What you're asking, Michael, is basically
why is
Commissioner Goodell. It's obvious that TMZ uses other means to obtain video in domestic violence cases. Are you willing to use those same methods? And if so, what methods would you use, including paying hotels or other security areas to obtain that video? Don't you think it would be in the...
That's a great question.
The crazy thing about the commissioner question...
It has to be like a three-part question.
It has to. Like, you need so much context to actually ask the question. Whereas when we're at, out at Dove Valley every day, sometimes a yes or a no is all you really need. And you try to keep the question as tight as possible. But when you're in a press conference with 1,000 people and you have to ask a question that everybody can understand, and you have to ask it so that the commissioner is going to give you somewhat of an expansive answer, it's got to be more than, whatever you said.
Exactly. So I would argue that.
But I don't know why. Why would I ask that question? Well, hold on, though. Why would I ask that question?
It has had no effect.
See, Michael, you're asking two different questions at the same time. You really care about gambling? Well, what do you think the commissioner is going to say about a gambling question? I love gambling. Gambling's awesome.
As opposed to a player getting released and kicked out. Like, you have to admit that.
What are you talking about? I don't even know what you're talking about now.
Like Kareem Hunt and fantasy, and people are in...
Kareem Hunt is a domestic violence issue.
And nobody cares about fantasy.
Michael's talking about like nine different things at the same time.
He's talking about TM. So the gambling portion, I would imagine he's talking about because of the...
Okay, forget it.
I think he's talking about the fantasy portion, because if you are in a fantasy league and you have Kareem Hunt,
What?
I guess, because there's paid fantasy now. That's legalized gambling.
The real question is and we talked about it with Adam Schefter yesterday, is the NFL willing to get in the mud with TMZ to find out the truth?
How about Adam's answer was the same as mine? How in the world can you expect the NFL to have the kind of resources to investigate everything that happens everywhere?
That's not what Adam said at all.
Oh, you know what? We need to replay the answer, because it sounded like to me that Adam was in the same agreement that that's not the NFL's expertise, is to have all the resources available ability.
You keep banging this drum, and Adam definitely did not say that, Al. And the NFL has plenty of resources
to
do
it. Replay Adam Schefter's answer to D-Max, and then Adam will say exactly what he said. Because I don't believe that the NFL has the manpower to investigate
every... Do you think Brian can find the Adam Schefter interview in 2 seconds?
Oh, I think he can. I think he's got that kind of talent. But I think that it's going to be
talking about the one from yesterday?
Yeah. That is...
Al, I don't think the NFL did an investigation. In fact, it went on for a long time. Adam detailed it. But what they didn't do in their investigation is bring in the woman and bring in Kareem Hunt. They never interviewed both of them.
And they could not get the video.
Also, they didn't really try to get the video. They went through legal resources, but they didn't. Is it their expertise?
Should it be their expertise to get the video?
Yes, it should be their expertise to get the video. Based on the Ray Rice incident, there's no doubt they should have tried.
I think they should hire outside people to get that done. Because
then hire outside people to get it done.
To me, it sounds like it is.
What's the difference between hiring an outside person and doing it yourself? You're still getting it done. Either way,
just
do
outsource.
It.
I guess you get every name.
Outsource it.
Every name that's associated with the NFL, including the scouts and the coaches and the administrators and the players and all the players' family, and then run a crowd search and then every day see what you come up with.
What are you talking about?
That's exactly what you're asking the NFL to do.
They didn't bring in Kareem Hunt or the woman. Never mind family members and assistant coaches and trainers. They didn't bring in the two people in the case. You're not. That's
how much information did they have?
Al, that's not an extraordinary effort to bring in the two people in the case itself. That is not doing something superhuman or complicated.
That is not what the NFL is set up to do. It's an entertainment group that shows football games. If you want to have an investigative panel, then you should go ahead and outsource that so that you can have the type of investigation that you are talking about. I don't think that it's up to the NFL to investigate like that. Most employers don't.
Okay, this is going down the same path we went down the other day. I got to think of a different way to combat this, because my last way obviously didn't work.
Well,
okay,
most employers don't do the things that you're talking about doing.
Do most employers have an HR department?
Yes, for things that usually happen within the workplace.
All right. Is a holiday party...
A workplace party, yes.
It's within the workplace.
That's a workplace party.
Even if it's not held at the workplace.
It's a workplace party. It's a workplace function.
Okay. Even though it's somewhere outside the workplace, it's still a workplace function.
That's right.
Okay, fine. So if something happened at the holiday party, that would be investigated.
If there was an incident, yes, absolutely.
What kind of investigation? How would it look like? Well, how would it happen?
First of all, you would question all the people that are involved in it.
Whatever the incident is, you would question them.
Right, that's right.
All right. Is it fair to say most jobs who are very much in the public eye have a clause in a contract or an agreement that says if you do something to embarrass the company, there could be ramifications because of it?
Oh, sure. That's standard practice.
All right. Could embarrassing facts and incidents happen outside of the workplace?
At a workplace function?
Nope. Outside of the workplace completely.
Absolutely.
Okay. So if you're just at Company X... and you're in the public eye, and you do something that attracts attention in a negative light to your company, do you anticipate that will be investigated to its fullest extent? It's in the newspaper, it's on TV. Whatever you did is on TV.
Yes.
All right. So there you go.
So
most companies would do it.
So the question was asked.
Most companies would investigate it.
Did you look at the tape? Yeah, no, because we could not...
We didn't do enough to get the tape. They should have.
Which is hire some TMZ type of reporter or
if that's what it takes. Sure, why not? If that's what it takes. You could go right.
No, I just don't.
You could go right to the hotel and say we will pay you $50,000 for that tape. Which is most likely what TMZ would do. You can do that. There's nothing stopping you from doing that.
And they should do that for every incident if there is video available.
Yes.
So if there was a scout who was on the road who was reportedly speaking badly to an employee and they complained, then look at the video.
Yes.
Every single time.
Every single time.
I think that burden is unfair.
But especially,
any company out there in this country. That's actually ridiculous.
That's
the way it happens
at most corporations. You just said that should happen. You just said it.
If there's a high profile person involved and it's on the news, investigate it.
There you go.
If you can't get the video, then how far can the investigation go if there is no other collection of information?
What is your argument?
What is my argument?
That the Kareem Hunt thing was too sophisticated, was too
I'm just saying the
burdensome?
NFL is not set up to do the kind of things that you are asking them to do.
Get a videotape? Yeah, they are. They're set up for that.
Are they?
Yeah, they're just not.
How does that work?
Not well, because they haven't done it. They dropped the ball again.
What should they have done? What should they have
done?
They
should have obtained the video.
If you were the commissioner of the NFL and you had all power to spend whatever you needed, how would you have handled the Kareem Hunt situation?
I would have paid for the video.
How?
I would have gone to the hotel and paid for the video.
So you, as a commissioner, would have gave authority to whoever it is. What if the hotel said that's not within our power to get the video? Would you have then gone to a subordinate employee for the hotel chain?
I wouldn't have stopped.
Bribed them?
Yes.
For you would have.
Yeah.
That sounds a little sleazy to me.
It does sound a little sleazy.
Some private investigative sleazy.
Yeah.
You want to be part of that business?
Yeah.
No, not me.
Okay.
See, I think that's where we disagree about this, because I think the fact that the high-profile athlete...
You're letting the NFL off the hook, by
no,
the way.
No, I'm not. No,
you
I'm
are.
Not. I never let the NFL off the hook.
You're
about
doing
things
it right
like
now.
I'm not, because I'm telling you that that is just the burden that is...
You're
just,
assuming that to get that tape, you would have had to do something sleazy.
Well,
my contention is you just have to pay for it.
Huh?
My contention is you just have to pay for it.
Pay who? They said
the hotel.
No. So, wait a minute. So, if somebody...
They didn't say no to getting paid for it.
They said... they didn't say
the
no.
The police didn't release it. Because the police
right,
had
and the hotel said no to the team, to the NFL.
Yeah, because they wanted it for free.
Huh?
I would have paid them. $50,000, here you go.
Doesn't that fall in some kind of unscrupulous business plan practice or something?
I don't know. I don't think so,
It sounds creepy to me.
All right.
I'm not going to give you that. Here's $50,000. Here you go.
Yeah, that's the first time something like that would have ever happened, right? Come on, man.
I don't know. I'm not letting the NFL
What world are you living in?
I'm just saying that's not normal business practice.
What is normal business practice?
Is to request it.
Hmm.
Okay, formally.
Lots of ways to do things in the business world. Lots of ways to do things.
You just want them to, you want them to play in the mud.
That would be the question to the commissioner, yeah. Yep. Are you willing to play in the mud with a TMZ to make sure you obtain video before it embarrasses yourself? That's a good question. Commissioner Goodell, are you willing to get as dirty as TMZ to protect the brand? Because that's his job, right? To protect
that's
the shield.
Right.
That's a good
protect
question.
The shield.
Commissioner Goodell, are you willing to get down in the mud with TMZ to protect the shield and ultimately do the best thing for the owners?
And his answer
and
is
I'll give you
probably,
an example.
His answer probably should be no.
Okay. Then, Commissioner, to follow up, do you anticipate more embarrassing incidents like TMZ beating you to the... I'll avoid that word. Beating you to...
Beating
the,
you?
Can't really win on that one, no. Let me just move on. Let's go to Larry. He wants to rag on me. Go ahead, Larry. Yes.
Hey. What's up, Larry?
How you guys doing?
Super.
Yeah, this is Burns' little brother.
Oh, how you doing, buddy?
Good. D-Mac, you are being completely idiotic when it comes to this. Let me ask you something. Would you want your employer to follow you around with cameras, investigating you on everything that you do, trying to babysit you on everything you do, making sure that you don't want them to do something that you shouldn't be doing?
Larry, I tell you what, I invite my company, Bonneville, to wake up in the morning and watch me do the following on a daily basis.
I don't want that.
Nope.
They can see me get my kid. They can see me get my kid to school. They can see me go do physical therapy on my left knee today, which I do every Tuesday. Then they can watch me pick my kid up from school because he's feeling a little sore. Then they can watch me watch 49ers video for 3 hours today before I drove into work. So, Larry, my company has the complete precision.
What about in the house with your wife? How do they know that you're not in the house doing something ridiculous to your wife?
If they want to watch me put on my sleep apnea mask at 9:30 and fall asleep, they can follow me as much as they want. Larry, I'm the most boring. I am the most boring person.
That's what you're saying the NFL should
be doing. I'm giving you a ridiculous answer because you're asking me a ridiculous question.
you're being ridiculous in what you're trying
Larry,
to
do. Larry, you don't understand. You literally don't understand what happened. In this particular case, a man had physical violence against a woman. So, would I want, Larry, apples to apples.
That's not what this is.
This is exactly what it is. It's exactly what it is.
D-Mac, you're saying that you want the NFL players and their staff recorded and watched at every single thing that they do. That is what you are saying.
No, I didn't say that.
Yes,
I didn't. I literally didn't say that. So,
law enforcement involved.
You're saying that you want the NFL to be able to have and get the NFL to get the tapes from any and every incident that happens with these players.
Yes, so accused incidents,
they need to have cameras, TMZ, following them around everywhere.
No, they don't.
That's what you're saying.
No, I'm not. You know, I'm trying to keep my cool here.
You're not doing
because,
a good job.
I know, because when people put words in my mouth that I literally didn't say, it makes me furious.
Do you have the Adam Schefter answer to the question yesterday, Big Sexy? We should have that in a minute if we don't have it. Maybe we go to break. Because I thought Adam's answers was down the same line as mine. If the NFL is involved in an investigation and you don't have willing cooperative people who are on the other side, what do you expect for them to do? You're saying go TMZ, get dirty, you find whatever you need to find until it's rectified.
That's right.
Here's Adam Schefter.
Now, listen, Alfred, you know how this works. You can tell guys up and down, don't do this, don't do that. Guys are young. They do what they're going to do. And that's how it works, right? I mean that's how it is. So there's not. You can tell guys all they want. They're still going to into situations that you wouldn't imagine, right? I mean, that's not anything new and unusual. The NFL can do the best job it can to counsel young men. Don't do this and don't do that. But they're still going to do what they do.
That's not the part that I needed. But we'll have it on the other side.
All right. This is The Drive on the Fan.
Sandy Clef here to tell you about SCL Mortgage Special Circumstance Lending, locally owned and operated. And if you're self-employed or work on commission, this is the place for you. Bank statement loans are back. You don't need tax returns to do your loan. In some cases, the bank statement loans can be done with credit scores in the low 600s. MySpecialMortgage.com on the web. 303-790-2222. The phone number. SCL Mortgage, licensed by the Colorado Department of Regulatory Agencies, number 1200716.
You're listening to The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
Ty, you want to set up this clip?
This was a question. I think you asked the question, D-Mac, about whether or not the NFL should be in the business of TMZ. And this was Adam Schefter's response.
You know, I got a call from an NFL owner yesterday who said that he'd spoken to a bunch of owners and that they're quote unquote irate
right
at this situation. Basically, they were not happy that the NFL did this. Now, if you go back to the Ray Rice investigation, the NFL basically was reprimanded by Robert Mueller, who did a report on that and said that the league didn't do everything that should have in that investigation. And once again, it didn't talk to Kareem Hunt. It didn't talk to the woman. It said that it tried to talk to the woman, couldn't get her, said that it was doing other things, but never spoke to Kareem Hunt. And now the league is coming under criticism.
I think D-Mac asked the question about, I don't know.
By the way, we do retrieve our recordings from yesterday's show from a soup can at the bottom of the ocean that lies next to the heart of the ocean jewel that the old lady threw over. Just want to let everybody know that. All right, let's move on. We go to Josh. Josh, you're on the fan. Hi, Josh.
Alrighty. How's it going?
Super.
Awesome. I want to defend you from the last caller, D-Mac.
Okay.
He was putting words in your mouth. You never said follow these players around.
I never did, no. And what he's talking about is an invasion of privacy, which of course I do not support. We are right as Americans to have a significant amount of privacy, and we can't have the government in all of our stuff, even though we do more and more things every single day. I mean, who doesn't have a Hey Google or Hey Alexa or whoever? I mean, there's all sorts of...
I don't.
Well, good for you. But those that do have things like that, frankly, we all have cell phones, right? And, you know, we allow governmental agencies to basically follow us if they choose to do so. That's a bigger, deeper question that if I was still doing talk show radio on K-How Radio, we could delve into for four straight hours. But that's not what we're talking about here. We're just talking about should the NFL use the same type of resources, cash, to get information when it can. And we're also talking about getting video from public spaces. This video was shot in an apartment/hotel.
On private property.
That's not private to any person. It's not. The hallway is not private space. A hallway in an apartment building is absolutely public space inside of an organization.
Too. It's also a hotel.
But it's not Kareem Hunt's private space.
But it's a hotel. It's the hotel's private property.
It's a company's property. It's not a person.
I'm talking about the tape itself is the hotel's private property, and they do not have to share it with
you understand,
unless they want to.
You understand?
And now the way that they got this, no doubt it was from a rogue employee that sold it to TMZ. How else would they get it?
Really? You want me to go through the dozens of scenarios?
Well, give me a dozen scenarios.
Oh, okay. A dishwasher realizes there may be a tape there. He breaks into the security with his cell phone and records it. And then he gives it to his cousin, who knows somebody who works. There's a million reasons.
I'll let you finish your phone call. Go ahead.
He already hung up, rightfully so. Paul, you're on the fan. Hi, Paul. Paul. Oh, this stupid thing. Paul, yes, sorry. What's going on, Paul?
Hey, fellas. Hey, first-time caller, long-time listener.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate the stuff, guys. I will say, so I work for a big wireless carrier, and I think I do agree with DMAC in this one, where there has to be a fine line, because if we start paying for every little clip and every little video that goes out there, where's the line stop?
How many NFL cases about domestic violence do you think happened last February? How many?
Probably more than one.
In the NFL? Really? Name another one.
I mean, I guess it depends on really where. To what extent? So this is what I kind of call. Where I work, if someone has, as you can probably imagine, people come in all the time asking for text messages, whether it's girlfriend, boyfriend, husband, wife, whatever it may be. And that's private information that I don't have access to the detail of the text messages themselves. So even if an owner doesn't have that detail without a court subpoena. So I think that we need our legal system do its part. And if people press charges and they request that information, they request those videos.
I can't even believe we're talking about this.
No, I'm just saying, but he believes the same way that I do, that the NFL does not have...
You guys can let the NFL off the hook all you want.
Nobody's letting the NFL off the hook, D-Mac. What I'm trying to tell you and explain to you...
The NFL did a lousy investigation, and now they're paying
the consequence. They didn't talk to the lady, and there was no charges filed against Kareem Hunt.
Forget it. I don't care. I seriously don't care. I don't want the government invading our privacy.
Hey, great.
And I don't care if the NFL does lousy work in their investigations.
By the way, there was a great article about Randy Gregory and his addiction to marijuana and how he had gone through multiple failures of drug tests during his time in the NFL. And he had been out of football for 2 years and gone through the proper steps to be reinstated to the NFL. Are there any proper steps that can be taken for Kareem Hunt to be reinstated into the NFL?
There's no doubt about it, yeah. Yeah, his case wasn't as bad as Greg Hardy. His case wasn't as bad, in my opinion, as Ray Rice.
Mm, okay.
His case wasn't as bad as Joe Mixon. His case wasn't as bad as, to me, Pac-Man Jones, what he's done. His case wasn't as bad as Tyreek Hill.
Okay.
I could go on.
Okay, so you're saying that the guy's redeemable. He just needs to sit back and deal with his anger issues or whatever.
I don't think what he did deserves a lifetime ban.
Okay.
But I'm looking at his case specifically. Now, if you want to extrapolate that and say DMAC thinks it's okay for men to hit women, then you're doing what that caller just did.
No, you know, so, I would never.
So I'm not saying that.
You're not even remotely built close to that, so I would never infer that.
And you have to. He was in the wrong. To me, he fits the absolute definition of a 6-game suspension based on what they've changed in policy.
Right, right.
To me, that's it.
I would say that.
6-game suspension.
You're
and
done
then,
for this year.
Well, he's done for 6 games.
Right, which would have been 6 games.
Yeah,
right?
I guess
that was,
so.
How many more games do we have left? We have 4 left?
The problem was, if the NFL had done any
5 games and one next year.
Now, he lied, by the way. I have no doubts, especially
but
to
I
the
think,
Chiefs, he
but,
lied.
But here's why
but
I
then
think,
again, don't, do you, I'm going to ask you a tough question.
Go ahead.
If you're Kareem Hunt, would you lie?
If I am Kareem Hunt, would I lie? Knowing what the penalty is, probably so.
Right.
But I would also say that the Chiefs did what the Chiefs had to do with the Javon Belcher situation there and all that came of that. That was, you know, that organization was rocked to its core. And it wasn't that long ago when there was a murder-suicide from one of its own players. So that organization has zero, it has a negative number towards domestic violence if you're talking about the Kansas City Chiefs. And they were absolutely, I guarantee you, if there's no other organization in the NFL that talks about domestic violence, put the Chiefs in the one that does because of the thing that happened with them and their precious franchise not long ago.
What's worse, what Kareem Hunt did or what Pac-Man Jones did, spitting on a woman and bouncing her head off a stage?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
I don't have
any reference to what you're talking
that's
about.
That's what he was alleged of doing. There were 3 different incidents with women in Pac-Man Jones' life.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know anything about
it. Did you see
the
video of Pac-Man Jones spitting on the nurse while being restrained at a jail about a year or so ago?
No, I did not see that. Okay. Why would I be looking for that? Why were you looking for that?
It's easy to find. TMZ, by the way.
No, I did not see that.
Well, that's a video, too. And the Broncos had Pac-Man Jones on their team this year.
Well, let me ask you this really quick. Clark Hunt said in his statement when they released, the Chiefs released Kareem Hunt, he said, as part of our internal discussions with Kareem, several members of our management team spoke directly to Kareem, and Kareem was not truthful in those discussions. The video released today confirms that fact. We are releasing Kareem immediately.
Yeah, he lied.
Are they more upset about him and the domestic violence issues that he has,
or
are they
lied.
More upset about them being lied to?
Them being lied to.
Because they would have suspended him maybe for 6 games, like you just mentioned, D-Mac.
He didn't want to be suspended. He didn't want to lose money. As soon as he, I don't know, as soon as he pushed, because you got to see the video, the pushing. But when he kicked the young lady, that was game, set, and match.
But he's also got 2 other incidents that are out there. It sounds like
he's violent.
He sounds like he's angry.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
He's an angry young man. And most of us are not the same person that we are when we're 22, 23. When we become 40, we're not those same people.
Now, in my world, and if I lose football games, I lose football games. In my world, if I'm running a team, you have a domestic violence issue, you're not on my team. And I wish you the best, and I'm not saying you can't play in the league, whatever league I'm in. I mean, you know, whatever. But if I just make it easy. You get in something like this, you're gone.
What about a gun incident? Any gun incident?
Gone. That's
when you
right.
shoot yourself?
You'd be gone.
What if you said that somebody else shot you?
I'd take you at your word until I believe I see otherwise. If you say it was a woodchuck on a skateboard because that was a tricky angle, I mean, I'd have to see the video.
So if there's no video, you believe him at his word, right?
I don't know what other choice you'd have. Because
so Aqib Talib would have been fine. I mean, when all of the things that happened with Aqib Talib looked like he shot himself in the ass, you would have been like, okay, when Aqib said, I didn't shoot myself in the ass.
I would have strong doubts, but I would have to believe because I don't know. I mean, it was ridiculous.
Come on,
but
man.
But when the police report came out and through his lawyer, Aqib admitted he did shoot himself, he would no longer be on my team.
Ah, because he would have had a gun.
The situation is still under review. And,
yeah, that was when I asked, do you have the whole question? Talk about one of my favorite questions of all time. Do you have the whole thing?
Can you clear things up? Did you shoot yourself in that incident?
Oh, man, the situation is still under review, and we got to respect that process, so I'm not going to talk about
it. You don't know whether or not you shot yourself?
I love
Keith. He's my guy, man. He had to shoot himself.
There was enough things that happened.
Where do you think he had that gun, in his waistband or in his back pocket? I'm gonna guess waistband.
I'd guess waistband too.
Well, something took place,
right? Like, that was Kubiak's answer to did
Aqib shoot himself?
Coach, do you believe Aqib Talib shot himself?
Well, something took place.
You know, Kub wanted to say, I think he did.
This is The Drive on The Fan.
Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac.
You know, the best thing about the Avalanche losing to the Penguins right now, 3-1, and they were losing 3-0, is that we are going to see an epic comeback by the Avalanche. Can't wait to see it. Go Av. Alfred, I lost the King Supers thing because I was ready to strangle everybody when I saw Mark Sanchez go in the game.
Tell me.
It wasn't your fault. But
tell me you weren't looking around like, you gotta be kidding
me. Did the Zoeckle show win again? Did they win again? Oh my God. So, not only.
Like a couple bookies to me.
Not only am I gonna have to do the shame game, I'm barreling right down the walk of shame. I am terrible at this year. It is just not working out. I'm the worst. I can't do it. I don't know. I just don't get it.
Last week,
Mark Sanchez. Can you believe Mark Sanchez out there, Alfred?
Knowing what I know about Mark Sanchez, I can't believe he's in the NFL.
It is unreal. He is so
terrible.
But
everybody thinks that, hey, they got it wrong a little bit. He was a first-round draft pick, and he went to 2 AFC championship games.
He did.
Okay. Who was that offensive coordinator? Whoever that was, that guy deserves, he deserves a gold star.
What are your, have you dug into the 49ers much or not?
No, I'm just looking at us. You know, I wanted to talk about this since I have it in front of me, and I'm not going to wait till tomorrow.
Don't.
Talking about the players that we have on our team and what it means to have a guy like Chris Harris. And I always said that if you really want to have a successful franchise and it is built on great coaches, working with great players, you need somebody to set a standard. And I know we're talking about the Hall of Fame and the finally of the final cut down is going to happen, I think, sometime within the next, either today or tomorrow. And I just start to think how lucky Chris Harris Jr. was to get Champ Bailey. How lucky was Chris Harris to get a guy, a pro's pro, for his early years in the NFL. And I started looking, okay, that builds character, that builds competitiveness, that builds skill set, it builds everything. Who on this team can carry on that tradition, a young guy, for Chris Harris? That'd be Isaac Yiadom, okay? That'd be Yiadom. Okay, looking at on the defensive side, Elvis Dumervil, okay, all-pro pro bowler, passes that on to Von Miller.
Mm-hmm.
Von Miller's going to pass that on and has in some way to Bradley Chubb.
In fact, when Elvis left a little bit too early, obviously, Faxgate.
Von went in a tailspin.
He went in a tailspin.
Okay. And on the offensive line, we really don't have that person. We really don't have
Ron
that.
Ron Leary's not that guy?
No, and he's not.
Valdir's not that guy?
No, he's not. I mean, really? not for us. I mean, maybe Valdir has the closest chance or Leary has the closest chance, but they haven't been
in the NFL for a decade.
I'm talking about the room. I'm talking about the room.
Valdir, you don't think is a strong presence in the room?
I think he has been a great player, but nobody around here has seen that greatness that he has played with in his past. Hmm. And Ron Leary has played solidly, but he hasn't played to the Pro Bowl level that we're used to. And Paradis was a Pro Bowl alternate, okay? So there's not been that one guy they say that's the level we need to get to.
Okay.
Okay, so, but we do have somebody at the running back position, Philip Lindsay. He is changing the room for the Denver Broncos, and he is making everybody else play to his level. And at the wide receiver position, Emmanuel Sanders is playing at a level right now that is noteworthy, and I think he passed that on to Cortland Sutton. On the defensive side, we all know it's Von Miller standard outside, Chris Harris in the secondary. We need our linebackers to step up and start to play and make those assertive plays and be Pro Bowl worthy. The last two guys that have been to the Pro Bowl from our defensive line was Trevor Price, and the last linebacker, Al Wilson. We got to step it up there.
All right. Deeper into the 49ers.
We'll get that tomorrow.
Get the game plan going. Get a nice comeback from the Avs tonight.
And was Shannon Sharp the last tight end to go to the Pro Bowl for the Broncos? We got to fix that.
We got
to
go.
Hey, for my partner, D-Mac, who does a great job every day.
Why are you laughing?
For Big Sexy.
What's so funny
about
that?
The man behind the glass. And for my main man, Kyle Berry. Appreciate you, brother. I'm Big Al.
Laughing.
We'll see you back here.
Laughing at me.
I did not laugh. I didn't want to say nothing controversial.
Felt like you were laughing at me.
Julius Thomas, last Pro Bowler. See you tomorrow at 3 on the Drive.